Truly I tell you, anyone who does not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter into it. Mark 10 and 15. It is the summer season, and everyone is busy, busy, busy. There are vacations to be taken, fishing to be done, bicycle riding and skateboarding. There is mowing, gardens to be tended, and the occasional cup of coffee or iced tea taken under the umbrella on the deck in a relaxing moment. But summer also brings with it the excitement of vacation Bible school. And we spent the past week teaching children about the kingdom of God as we ventured through the Keepers of the Kingdom VBS program. It is perhaps one of the simplest VBS programs that I have ever had a part in. The message for the week was about putting on the armor of God and how important it is to us to dress in that same armor every day in order to protect ourselves against the temptations that await us at every turn. There are two kingdoms, we were taught. The good kingdom, God's kingdom, and the bad kingdom, Satan's. The children were taught that everyone is born into the bad kingdom, and that Jesus can make a way for us to be with God in the good kingdom. Every day we added another piece of armor to our guest, Christina, a puppet, and we learned along with Christina what the armor would do and how to use it properly. We read scripture. We looked at idols and learned what idolatry was and how it can lead us away from God to do things that are not pleasing to God, and that we can start out strong in our beliefs. But by the company we choose and by the things we choose to do, we can soon find, like Solomon, that we, without realizing it fully at the time, are putting God further back in line for the important things in our life. We learn that one man can make a difference, as King Josiah did when the scroll was found in the temple that had been destroyed. And that after reading it, the king destroyed all the altars of the false gods in the land and called the people to come before the Lord their God to walk in his ways and to renew their covenant with him. We learn that we need to stand firm, be strong, and keep our faith and trust in the Lord. Simple quotes like "do right in God's sight" and "learn to discern." Every day there was a great lesson, a memorable quote, games that reinforced the teaching message, and enthusiasm by both children and teachers to follow the ways of God. We learned that the only way to leave the bad kingdom was to follow Jesus, that he is the way, the truth, and the life. And by putting on the belt of truth to stand firm, the breastplate of righteousness to protect our hearts, and with shoes that are fitted from the gospel of peace and the shield of faith in our hand to extinguish the flaming arrows and the helmet of salvation on our head, learning to discern right from wrong and finding the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God, in our other hand, trusting that it will lead us in truth, teach us to obey, and will free us from our troubles and will draw us nearer to God. Sometimes we as adults in the business of our lives forget the simple lessons that are presented to the children when they are brought to hear about God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We forget that without the armor of God, we cannot see the world as it truly is, nor will we see evil as it tries to hide itself in many deceitful ways, or how to see people through God's eyes. We are called to love one another. But today it really takes work to remember that it is not people, others, that we fight against when things happen that we don't like, or when someone says something to upset us or tries to hurt us in any way. But we need the Holy Spirit to discern and to help us to remember that from Ephesians 6 and 12, our struggle is not against flesh and blood, against each other, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. When we look around us today, we find that we have failed at the task given us to tell the future generations of the greatness and of the faithfulness of God. And we've left them to wander in the wilderness on their own, when we ourselves find navigating that same place difficult in our adult lives. How can we possibly expect them to survive, to thrive, and to be able to discern what lies ahead of them when we have not taught them to follow the only one who can lead them out of the bad kingdom? Christian, if you're not teaching someone, if you do not speak out to correct or rebuke someone, if you yourself do not live as a disciple of Jesus but are just a follower as the Pharisees were, then you're a part of the problem. You have a share in the burdens of the world today and in the sacrificing of our children, whether it be in the ungodly teaching of many public school classes or in the mindless, time-consuming video games that have been adopted as the new babysitters. Your silence speaks volume about your own faith and trust in God, and even more importantly, in your love for your neighbor. As I get a little older each year, I find that the things that I can do for VBS change. Jumping around is definitely out of the question anymore. But I can still step in and share a lesson. I can help direct the conversation. And I can show my excitement in having God as my Father in heaven and Jesus my Savior and Lord. And I can teach the things of God to someone who may not have heard the gospel message before. Each year, though, I get out of my comfort zone to help in whatever way that I am able. And I find that the simplicity of a VBS message is meant not only for little children's eyes and ears, but to open the sleepy eyes and ears of an adult. From Ephesians 6, 10 through 18, a final word. Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you are able to stand firm against all the strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so that you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. And then after the battle, you will still be standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news so that you will be fully prepared. And in addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. And put on salvation as your helmet, and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert, and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. Be reminded that our prayers, when prayed in Jesus' name, go to Jesus, and they are presented to God by Him as He intercedes for us. Let us ask of the Lord to give us the right words so that we too can boldly explain God's mysterious plan of the good news, God's plan of salvation. Paul writes, I am in chains now, still preaching this message as God's ambassador, so pray that I will keep on speaking boldly for him as I should. Christian, if that is not you seeking boldness to speak, then what about the gospel causes you to be silent about its saving grace? Christian, if you claim to love your brother and yet remain silent about the wrongs being done in these days, then how can you claim to love your brother? Have you not made yourself out to be a liar by your silence? You see, we've been given the tools to take a stand for righteousness and expose the evils and wrongs of our day, to proclaim the majesty of God and the work of Jesus on the cross. It's not the job of only a few to speak out, but of a collective of individuals speaking with the same heart, purpose, and mission. We are to boldly speak, to teach God's ways to future generations, to proclaim the gospel to the world. We each have a part in proclaiming this message, and opportunity presents a wonderful way each summer for a week to reach out to our children and to help them to see in an unfaithful, evil world that there is good, that there is truth, that there is a way to escape the kingdom of darkness ruled by the prince of this world, and to enter into the good kingdom, the kingdom of God, and with him, forever to live in eternity, in peace, in love, in righteousness, where pain and sorrow will not find a home. We can teach them that there is a hope, and that his name is Jesus Christ. That's what you're called to do. That's what your purpose is. This will mean life or death to the children of this world today, young and old. Your silence is not optional. Participation is not optional. There is work for everyone, all ages. Time draws to a close. Will you sit behind your door waiting for it to happen? Or will you put on the armor of God and step into the streets, into the heat of the battle, and help these kids prepare for what is to come? May the Lord strengthen us and stir our hearts to move and to act and to speak boldly about the faithfulness of God. Amen.